at the end of Parshas Maaseh, when it's talking about the going to the Eir HaMiklat, it discusses that the person who goes to the Eir HaMiklat, he's not allowed to leave until the Kohen Gadol dies. And Rashi points out that the reason, one of the reasons why you're not allowed to leave until the Kohen Gadol will have died is because the Kohen Gadol should have been davening that this never should have happened, that you never should have killed Bishogeg during his lifetime. Which, if you think about for a second, it's a lot of pressure on the Kohen Gadol. Is it really his responsibility to daven for every person that you're not going to kill, that you're not going to do anything accidentally, that this isn't going to happen? Can that really be put on one individual? And the idea that kept coming to my head when thinking about this Rashi is just the importance of tefillah. It's really what tefillah is. That it doesn't necessarily mean that we daven for something it's going to be answered, but too often we wait till after the fact. There's no preemptive planning when it comes to tefillah. I remember somebody once telling me that you have to already be davening for 4 or 5 generations down the line. And in general, we're only really able to daven for what I need right now. This problem now, or this is coming up, or this interview now. But you're not thinking about, well, will my great-grandchild be able to make a parnasa? Like, that's not generally what our mind is going through. And perhaps that's a fault in that the Kohen Gadol had as well, that he's just thinking, right now, what's going on? What do the people need now? What does the world need now? But not thinking, maybe Chas V'Shalom, you know, that guy is going to do something that he's really going to wish he's not going to do. It's just accidentally is happening to something to go by, but maybe if I had davened, then it just would have been avoided by, you know, a half an inch. You think so often, this has gone, we all go through this. You're driving and you're basically an inch away from a massive, massive accident. I remember a couple months ago, I was driving with my son. This guy wasn't looking. He was literally about to go into my car and I honked, and then we both somehow went the other way and we avoided each other. But just as easily, you know, the problem, it could have been a massive, massive problem. And that's the idea of tefillah. That's the total idea of tefillah, that we're davening in advance for what's going to happen. It's not only now. I'm thinking really, really down the line for what it is that's going to be. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to have these kind of accidents, these kind of mistakes. And it's a shem. You know, as we enter the 9 days, which is perhaps the greatest example of this, that how many of us are really thinking about what we don't have throughout the year. Maybe during the 9 days we're not. But certainly throughout the year, how many of us are thinking about what we don't have by not having the Beis HaMikdash? And maybe, to expand our tefillah, to think long term, to not only think about what it is I need right now, but what it is that we are missing and what it is that we will need throughout our lives and all of our tefillahs. Have a wonderful Shabbos and a wonderful Rosh Chodesh.